This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. And listen, today is Tuesday, July the 16th of 2024, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but we're going to do something a little bit different today. Recently, I was on another show. And we're talking about some things that are upcoming in the month of September, and that's what we're going to talk about today. I was actually recently on the pre-accident investigation with Jennifer Long and Todd Conklin, and I would love for you to sit back and take a listen to what is upcoming in regards of a conference that we have coming up here in the next few weeks. So September the 10th through the 12th, we'll talk about that, and then we'll come back on the back end and talk a little bit more. So take a listen to this here on Safety FM with Jay Allen.
Hey, everybody, Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast. It's so good to have you here. I am the host and the driver of this ship, even though today I'm not really driving it. Jay's driving it, but I'm pretending like I'm driving it. This is the podcast, and with us today are the fabulous Jay Allen and the fabulous Jennifer Long. And we have one goal, and only one goal, and that's to talk about the meeting in Santa Fe in September. Jay, what are the dates of that meeting? Jay, what are the dates of the meeting? And then I'll see if my guess would have been right.
September the 10th through the 12th.
Yeah, it would have been wrong. So the 10th through the 12th, it's in Santa Fe. It's at a hotel. It's actually kind of a nice hotel. I mean, it's not like Ritz-Carlton, Jennifer. I mean, it's not. It's not going to take you to that level, but it is a kind of a nice hotel, although it's a little creepy in that it used to be a hospital.
Ooh.
I don't know how you feel about that.
Rehab. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they did. It's nice. It's got good meeting room. Well, Jay, which meeting room do we have? Do we have a good room?
Of course we have a good room. And are we saying the name, or are we trying to scare people off?
Right? No, I don't want to say it because I might get it wrong.
Okay. It is the Drury Inn Plaza Hotel.
Drury Inn Plaza. Which is a St. Louis company, if that strikes me as familiar. So, and it's nice. It's right on the plaza, which that's a plus. That's a total plus. So what are we going to accomplish? What are you doing this year, Jen? What's on your agenda?
Surprise. Well, my agenda is how do we deepen the understanding around where accountability fits in the picture? And what are we doing to implement that in a way that makes sense based on all of the stuff that you guys talk about.
Oh, nice. That's such a good fit, because that is the ultimate mystery question. I mean, that's the question everybody ultimately, if you say, hey, is there any question that we're not answering? Pretty good bet they're going to talk about accountability, because accountability is weird, because it's hard to let go of, but yet no one understands it. Is that fair?
That is fair. I think everybody's got their own understanding of it based on their experience of it, and they don't think about it strategically and culturally of how do we put a standard in around accountability so we have mutual understanding, so that we practice it in a way that makes sense together.
What I think is so cool about your work is that you really look at that accountability as a standard. It's something you do before the event happens, not something that you do after the event happens.
Correct.
Amazing, because the vast majority of people we work with, and by work with, I mean our coworkers, look at it completely the opposite. Accountability is engaged after bad things happen.
Right. They're looking at accountability as an outcome and not a practice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, Jay, who else is going to perform? Oh, God, that was wrong. It's not really. It's not a performance.
It is a performance.
Dance, monkey, dance.
So you're gonna have Andrea Baker there. You also have Bob Edwards, and then of course we've talked about a few potential surprises, but I'll leave those off for the time being.
Right. Some interesting surprises that I think have high potential. One that I'm really looking forward, I can't really say his name because then it wouldn't be a surprise, but a really interesting discussion on the interface between safety and kind of mental health which has become a giant, giant issue. So I don't know if you guys followed it too closely. My guess is you have, but it's not the winner, because this is not something you want to win in, but the category of work right now that has the highest level of suicide is construction. And that's just a very interesting thing to me. So I've become really fixated on that connection between mental health and safety, because I think it plays. I've kind of purposely shied away from it because I don't know very much about it. And because I don't know much about it, I thought I should probably contact somebody who knows a lot about it, and kind of like we did with you, Jennifer, in accountability, and just get smarter on it. And so I know that surprise is there, but I'll hold back on who's going to actually be doing it as well. But it looks like a pretty good crowd. So the layout of the workshop will be, there'll be a full fundamentals, kind of a, don't we call it sort of a deep dive fundamentals, which kind of builds language and fluency and is a really great opportunity. I mean, that's one of the things about this conference. Well, there's two things about this conference I really like. It's in Santa Fe. So that part's super great because I live here. So I like that a lot. And secondly, is that it's a really good entry point for organizations who are interested in maybe looking differently at how they manage reliable and resilient operations. It's also kind of designed to take people from the beginning. So it's not like an advanced class. Like the thing that I find most offensive in the whole world is people who call their workshops master classes. I don't know why that offends me. I mean, anyone else? Does that trigger you?
Yeah, because you can't master anything in 5 days.
That's true. And I'm pretty sure this is a topic that's beyond mastery, but I don't know. But anyway, so it's not a masterclass. It's actually quite the opposite. It's a great place if you wanted to bring your boss or your CEO or the people who make decisions or people who are freaked out or people who are worried, especially now as uncertainty increases politically on the globe. Which that might be the biggest understatement I've ever said. But as uncertainty increases politically around the globe, it's really having some impact operationally on how people are working. And the need to get smarter, the need to learn is ever so strong. So that's a big part of what we want to talk about and what we want to do. Anything I'm missing? What am I missing, Jay?
You are missing that there, you know, last time we had the opportunity of talking about what your favorite eateries are. I think that's going to be important for people to know, because they're always wanting to know where you're actually eating. And then bike trails. We have to talk about all your biking stuff.
Yes, there's plenty of bike availability. That's for sure. And there will be bike rides, because why not? As far as food goes, you about can't go wrong. I mean, it's there's excellent places, and down in that part of town, especially during that week. So the week that conference is the week right around a big festival they call Wine and Chili. And so there's going to be a lot of extra culinary delights available at pretty much any restaurant in town, because they're all kind of showing off, because that's when they make all their big decisions. So that'll be cool as well. Plus, I can guarantee it's going to be pretty fun. We're going to have a good time. So that's pretty much what happens. Jay, how do they contact you? How do they go? How do they get to be a part of this? Because we don't have a lot of open space. Yeah, do we?
No, we don't. So if they're interested in finding out more information, all they have to do is go to the website at safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io. And that will give them the information, the date, and the ticket availability right there.
Jennifer, anything else?
No, I am super psyched to be there and ride my bike and drink wine and eat chili. And
I can do that for you. that I can do. That's completely doable. Well, you guys, thank you so much. It was so fun to have you on the pod.
Absolutely. Anytime.
My pleasure. Until then, learn something new every single day. Have as much fun as you possibly can. Be good to each other. Be kind to each other. And for goodness sakes, be safe.
Okay, so that's going to sum it up for today. I hope you enjoyed this little small episode, but hey, it has a lot of information of the conference that is coming up September the 10th through the 12th, the Conklin Conference in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We'd love to see you there. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io. Thanks for hanging out with us. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.